Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Hello, this is Niklas for Fred Film Radio. I'm sitting here with Anne-Sora Berachet in the digital version of the 71st Berlinale. That's why we are in a Zoom conference and talking about your new film, Co-Pilot, that is screened in the panorama section. The film is about the German-Turkish researcher Asle, who falls in love with the Lebanese student Said in the mid-90s in Hamburg, and Said begins to radicalize in his Islamic beliefs. It's a film about love, cultural differences, though both are actually immigrants to Germany, and the value of truth in relationship and love. We're going to make this interview in German and English, and I will ask you a different question in both. So in English, I would focus on the intentions of the film rather, and in Germany, in the German interview, we will have a little chat about the techniques of your filmmaking, if this is okay. And if you are able to understand both, you can listen to our German interview at the German channel of Fred FM. So your last film, 24 Weeks, was about late-term abortion. And I read that you had an abortion yourself in your life, but not a late-term abortion. So my question is, would you say that your films, and maybe also Co-Pilot, is the attempt to take something personal and dramaturgically carry it to the extremes?
It's interesting because I think I never do films out from my life. So I never take an experience from my life and put it in a film. I've never done this. Mm-hmm. And I've, because, you know, when I decide to do a film, it takes me, with this film, Co-Pilot, it took me 7 years. Oh. So 7 years, I'm with that topic. And it's a very selfish decision to choose a topic which I like and which I can spend 7 years with. With Co-Pilot, it is like my other films. I'm in that film. I'm personally very much in it. My character is in that film. Otherwise, it wouldn't be my film. But it is not my story. And also, 24 weeks, I had an abortion and I can understand feelings of my main character, but it isn't my story. And for me, it's very important to make films about other stories, about other worlds which I'm not in.
And I read in an interview about your last film also that you said your position to the topic is kind of neutral, so you just want to tell the story how it is for 90% of the women with late term abortion, for instance. Right. In this case, I feel it might be a little bit different because Co-Pilot is a film about the historical event in the end. It's settled in a historical past and it necessarily makes a statement about cultural differences and the situation of immigrants in Germany and so forth. So what would you say is...
My film, Co-Pilot, is two films about a hidden... historical event which changed today's world completely in the most negative way. But it's not exactly, and it's not about it's not
We're
but it's not the topic
9/11.
Of my film. That's the interesting thing. You yes. mentioned it very well. I don't remember how you just said it, but you said it's more a background story. The film passes this way, but the film is not about this. Mm-hmm. The film is about love in general. I was interested in. I asked myself the question, how does love affect us? Or how do we deal with love when the partner is changing his face, when we don't recognize our partner anymore over the years? This is the topic of my film, and that's what I really wanted to explore. Also, I found it very interesting how my films, how this film ended, because after the big bomb explode, she is alone. My main character is alone without him. He killed himself and he killed many other people and he made history in the most awful way we can imagine. And she was with him. So she is asking herself, how does did I do everything right? Did I act the right way? Maybe I could have stopped the whole thing. Things like this, thoughts like this. I don't know if she could have stopped the whole thing. I don't know. But this is what she carries in herself for the rest of her life. And this is what I find interesting. It's my third film, and I guess it will be the last film of a woman which is in a really huge conflict. All my films talk about women in very huge conflicts, bigger than humans, actually. The conflicts are always bigger than humans, and they need to somehow find their way out of that huge problem they have. And here with that film, it is very difficult for her to find her way out. And I have a character who is kind of inactive. And that's something we don't want, we not often see in films. And it was very difficult, for example, for the scriptwriter Stephanie Mizrahi and me. We had difficulties already in writing the script. We had the difficulty of having an inactive main character, somebody who doesn't really act on the possibilities she has. And I mean, you see where she comes from, the family, where her mother, the situation where she comes from. She has this character, and she, until the very end, she stands to her husband, and she's even lying for him. And I can understand, I would lie for the partner I love, and I would stand to him too. But in her case, it ended in a really awful, world-changing situation.
You said the film has a quite passive perspective to the happenings. Would you agree with me that you still, that the film is a statement for responsibility and the strength to break the silence in a social, but also in a way of loving someone?
Absolutely. You said it very well, I think.
Okay.
That's the topic of my film. Right. Niklas, can I tell you something? Because
please,
at the very beginning, before... Say again?
Please do.
Yeah. At the very beginning, you said, you described my film and you said it's about a guy who is having terrorist beliefs or something like this. I wouldn't call it like this, you know. I wouldn't say the film is about this. The film is about her perspective of this. So the film looks through her eyes, mm-hmm. To somebody she loves, and this person is changing. I think... yeah, and for a long time, she doesn't really know that he has terrorist beliefs. So it turns out at the very end, you know, my main character understands the whole situation in the last 2 minutes of the film. So the film is not about that. The film is about the time before, about her way of dealing with the situation that her husband is... turning to another person, or that your husband is, she's actually fighting for a dark power which she can't name. Yeah. Now the next
German. Okay, we changed to German now. We have another interview in German language on the German channel of Fred FM that is a little bit more focusing on the filmmaking techniques. And if you're able to understand German, you're lucky and you can listen to it on the other channel. So, but for this interview, it was Niklas from the 71st Berlinale. I was sitting here with Anne-Zora Berachet talking about her film Co-Pilot from the Panorama section. You listen to Fred FM, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.